was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
WCP says he just got done watching Merce on Twitch. So you switched over from Merce to us? Underground rap to underground podcasts? I like that.
I mean, can you be an underground podcast when you're like the seventh highest Oregon Duck podcast in the state? I mean,
no, just state of Oregon, not Oregon Duck, just state of Oregon.
State of Oregon.
State of Oregon. Hey.
Yeah. Even bigger, hey.
You know, it's a pretty big state. It's not like the biggest state, but
area-wise.
I was a little shocked at that. I thought there would be some more like militia podcasts that would be higher up, you know.
Some Eastern Oregon-based podcasts. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah, I think I play really well in John Day in Steens Mountain, Ontario. Those folks love
me. Huge in Ontario. Yeah.
We gotta
get some bumper stickers. Our Ontario fan base is humongous.
Now, I don't know if I'm pretty sure.
They call me Geron Ontario. That's all I'm saying.
They're always saying it.
I know they do break down listeners and stuff by like region. I'm not sure if they go so in depth that they would point out like cities inside of states. But who knows? I mean, we could have a huge following. We could have a huge following in Drain or Elkton. Yeah. I don't know. Possibly.
People are telling me that John Day, Oregon is changing the name to Jerome Day.
There you go.
I'm just hearing that through the grapevine. I have not
sources
confirmed nor denied, but that's just what I'm hearing.
That makes sense to me.
People are saying.
A lot of people are saying.
Talking about people.
Yep. Podcast of the people.
Yeah.
For the people, of the people, by the people.
Yeah.
America's podcast. I have a dog story to start. Think Jinx.com dog story, puppy story of the week. He got some Fauci ouchies this week. Got NexGard, which is like the flea tick heartworm thing, and also his rabies shot.
Oh yeah, brother.
I'll just say this. The dog shit 12 times in a night into a morning. Like just a constant flow of shit. It was incredible. Like, not all of it was diarrhea, too, because, like, side effects are diarrhea and stuff like that, like, upset stomach and whatever. Like, just shit and a whole bunch of it. Like, I've never seen anything like it in a living creature. Like, just the sheer amount that came out of this animal. And, like, he didn't eat his breakfast.
Oh,
like,
no! Disaster! Yeah. What a bad idea!
Only one of them on the inside of the house. So that's babies. Great. That's great.
Well, King, have you had like a colostomy yet? Either of you? Anyone?
Nope.
No.
No.
Mm-mm.
Haven't.
No.
No. Haven't had a chug the little years. Drink. That, yeah.
Got a couple years. Yeah. No. No, but they give you the
12 is going to get shattered.
They give you the drink that's going to clear that out. And then they put you under for that, which is crazy. Like the more you learn about colonoscopies, the more it's like, fuck, this is like a surgery. Like they put you under, they take everything out of you. It's like the whole thing, man. It's wild. Wild.
Well, maybe your dog got some of that juice.
Sipping on gin and juice. Yeah. He's doing fine now, but it took him like half a day to get that out of his system. It was wild.
Is your internet working better now? Your 5G working better?
You know, I mean, I haven't seen any chunkiness yet, so,
There you go.
Okay. Maybe that's the other kind of chip they put in dogs. There you go. Is that what that is? If it improves my speeds, I'm all for it. You can chip up my dog as much as you want.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Everyone will be chipping their dog.
Yeah. Just fill his like spine with chips. Let's just do that all the way up and down. Like I'm fine with that. Just I don't know how they do chips. Yeah. I think they're really tiny.
I would hope so.
Yeah. Yeah, but like the NexGard and the vaccine, both of the side effects were diarrhea. And it was like, yep, had it. That is a side effect.
Well, at least they're not lying to you.
Yeah. So he wouldn't eat his Jinx puppy food this morning, and I was like worried. I was like, this dog attacks food. I mean, like he's in prison, right? Like he like wraps his paws around it and is like, get the fuck away from my food, ah, like that kind of stuff. Ah, just like swallows it. Like sometimes he eats it too fast to where he like horfs some of it up. And this morning he was like not touching it, and I was like, oh shit, is something actually wrong? And then he went and pooped some more, came back in, and then was hungry again.
That is worrying. I mean, this is Jinx brand dog food, exactly. Not generic dry dog food, which, you know, yeah. As we all say, you think Jinx.
Yeah.
This is not Purina.
No.
This ain't your generic, you know, dog food. Like, no. Generic.
Yeah. This is not Alpo. Mm-mm. This is Jinx.
Yeah.
And when you think of clean, consistent, clear stools, you think of Jinx. Think Jinx.com.
For all the clearest of stools.
For the clearest and easiest of stools.
I tell you what,
Jinx.com.
His poop this afternoon, phenomenal. Phenomenal poop. A lot of people are saying it's the best dog poop they've ever seen. That's thanks to Think Jinx.com. Fantastic. All right, let's start the podcast. I'm Alex. He's King. He's Ski. You see the Twitter handles on the picture of the podcast. You can tweet at one of us if you'd like to. Best way to get in touch with us is to join our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. You can give us list ideas, movie ideas when we do those. We are doing another Oregon football watch along this week. And as voted on in our Discord, we're going to watch Oregon and Arizona from 2009, which is Masoli, Big Dick Nick, cheerleaders getting hit with water bottles, Arizona fans rushing the field early, getting told to go back and then losing. I remember on Twitter finding the most amazing picture of an Arizona student getting arrested on the field. That game, if you're like an Oregon fan, that game should give you like a chub. Just hearing about the game itself should give you like half a chub. Because goddamn, it was great. That's like one of the most exciting, best games ever.
I watched it live. Never rewatched it or anything again.
Great.
So I'm very intrigued to rewatch.
You excited? Yeah. I think Arizona's receiver is like Jurian Dickey in that one or something. Like, not Jurian Dickey. What was his name? His last name was Dickey. What's his name? Oh, it's going to bug me. Yeah, not Jurian Dickey. Jurian Dickey got kicked off the Ducks or suspended from the Ducks.
Suspended from the Ducks.
The fuck is that guy's name? Well, I tell you what. Watch it with us later tonight at 9 o'clock. I'll know that guy's name by then, and we'll watch it.
On Sunday, you mean?
No. In this case...
Oh, we're suspending? No. Okay, we're suspending the belief.
No, in this case,
okay.
We're actually watching it live with everybody. So,
okay, all right.
So
all right.
we want everybody there with us watching it. I don't know what you're talking about, suspending disbelief. Like, that's...
Sorry.
We watched the movies and did the podcast for the movies on Sunday. So, I don't know what you're talking about. You're weird, man. All right, do we want to... Oh, yeah, by the way, twitch.tv/TSBpod is where you can watch us do that, as well as our sports podcast live every week on Thursdays. So twitch.tv/TSBpod, hit subscribe, give us money, and enjoy our content. That's where it is. And if you miss it, I try to put it on YouTube. Technical issues aside, I try to put them on there as soon as humanly possible. Often the podcast itself is really hard to export, but everything else works fine. So I got nothing, man. I don't know. Computers are dumb. All right. Shall we start with Jurian Dickey, or do we want to start with the Blazers? I mean,
I think we got more important things here.
I think Yeah, I think Ski kind of alluded to it while you were off.
Sure.
Doing whatever you're doing. He was asking me about my like family reunion type thing.
Yes.
/ will reading, which was
Well, I will say apparently wills and probates and estates are way more complicated than
It's not like a movie where they all show up and they wheel out a fucking TV and
like
it's
right. So like 4 months in, nothing has been finalized. We found that out.
Where granddad walks into camera view with like his UCLA gear on and 8 claps and gives Jeremy everything. Like
right. Oh yeah. Well, I'm still waiting. God, I would wish.
Assigned to Sean Foster jersey or Cade jersey. I mean,
God damn. I mean, I wish. So that part has been was put off, and that was great. Because that would have made everything like awful. Money is the corrupter of even the most pure.
Of course.
So, like the first night we were there, so there was like 4 or 5 families, you know, at this trip.
The 5 families, yes.
And I was just amongst the most repubs. Just I was pubbing out with these guys, right? Just whatever. And so these two dudes.
Well, hang on. What was your approach to this? Were you?
Oh, I was just sitting. No, I was just going to sit on the sidelines and just kind
of. Well, that's what I was sort of going to ask is like, do you act Republican? Like, are you like playing a character, like a Republican character with them? Or,
what I'm going to say the N word. Like, that's easy.
People dropping the R word nowadays. Did you get your fill of the R word while you were there?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
But it was so. The funny thing was, is that I had 3 tiers of pubs. I had a 60-something Republican from Orange County. I had a like early to mid 30s Republican who has spent 8 years in the Marines. He's out. And then had a 26-year-old pub who just is a pub on vibes. Because Joe Rogan and the Nelk Bros tell him that he should be a pub,
he's
right?
Very bro-y.
So they're all pub. Yeah. Just those guys were just pubbing out, right? But there were 2 things that like really separated the 3 pubs. The old guy from Orange County, right?
Reagan Republican, and then
Republican, of course.
Eras, yeah.
So the 2 younger guys were just grilling him on the Epstein list, and they were setting him up. They were setting him up, and I was sitting there in the kitchen feeding him lines too. Like I'm not innocent in all this, but they went all in, and they were like, the Epstein list and Dan Bongino and Kash Patel. They've made their podcast living off exposing the Epstein list, and Trump said, Epstein list. And the Orange County guys like, how bored are you guys? Get a job. How you guys care about the Epstein list? Why do you guys care so much? Get a hobby. Start a family. Go for a job. No one cares about the Epstein list. And I was just sitting out. I was sitting in the background. Uh-huh. These 2 pubs, a vibe guy and a government conspiracy Marine. We're like, no. He mentioned it on the trail, hired a Dan Bongino and Kash Patel who have spent, 6, 7, 8, 9 years, whatever it is. They didn't become millionaires by being conspiratorial Epstein list people. He's like, I don't understand. Again, he said, "What? Why do you guys care? It's so fucking dumb. You guys get a job, get a life." But they're just grilling them. They're just grilling them, right?
Wow.
Which just shows that they're within Trumpers.
There is a divide. Yep.
There is a disconnect between the older ones and the younger ones, right?
Well, a lot of them voted for him, like sort of. Based on this sort of thing, how like in his campaigns, he was like very much, I'm going to expose the truth. I'm going to bring everybody the truth and I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And they're like,
root out the pedophiles.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, by the way, I'm pretty sure the old fucker did too. Like, he's full of it. Like, that guy flipped a few weeks ago when his guy flipped. Yeah.
100%.
When Bondi did a press conference. Yeah.
And then the other disconnect between, you know, the old Republican from Orange County, the Marine, and the guy who's 26 who just votes on vibes and the Nelk Bros.
Oh, yeah.
Was Israel and Palestine.
Ooh.
Because they're like, fuck Israel people.
Ooh.
And my father-in-law is like, no, Israel is the sacred land.
Ooh.
We're puppets for Netanyahu, and they're making Donald a bitch, and I'm a three-time Trump voter, and in my head, I'm just sitting back like, okay.
You know who the young ones sound like? A lot like Democrats. They sound a lot like Democrats.
Well, that was the funny thing is, and here is where I, you know, so they're just going off on Israel and Palestine, right? And, you know, the 32-year-old Marine and the 26-year-old vibe Joe Rogan, Nelk Bro, you know, voter guy, just kill him. Palestine should be a free state. Netanyahu is a terrorist, you know, blah, 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 blah. And he's just going, the father-in-law is going off crazy. And where they kind of got like center, the only thing that got them together, because this is about an hour of them arguing, and I'm just sitting there like, I'm kind of feeding, you know, some of them lines and whatever. The thing that centered them, this was like really wasn't surprising, but it just like nailed some stuff for me.
It's not brown people.
So I'll say the Marine guy was like, I fucking love ICE, you know, blah blah blah, after he was talking about how the Gestapo was terrible. And we were all like, you're Mexican, dude.
Jesus.
Not gonna say his last name, but you're Mexican. But the thing that united all three of them was, you know, an hour plus into all this argument, was the gays and the trans. And they were like, I got them to admit, like, well, if you're gay, I don't really care. But if you're trans, you're poison. And my point to them was basically, so 25, and I was just making up kind of arbitrary, you know, time periods. 20 years ago, 25 years ago, 30 years ago, 15 years ago, gay people were like super scary, right? And the guy who was even in the Marines was like, yeah, I had gay people that I fought next to in the Marines, right? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they're not scary, but they were so anti-trans, and they were like, that shit, what happens in Portland affects me directly and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, what do you mean Portland? Like, what do you mean by Portland? Yeah. And they're like, oh, you know, basically. And I was like, you live in fucking to the Marine. I was like, you live in Mapleton. What does Portland have to do with you? And he meant Salem. He meant where, you know, we do our governance. The state house. Yeah. And I was like, okay, well, at this point, I don't, if you're telling me that shit that happens on North Killingsworth or MLK or the St. John's Bridge affects your life, like, no, it doesn't. It does not.
Also, by the way, like, what does a high school kid in Mapleton deciding to identify as the sex they weren't born as and wearing clothes that they want to wear, how does that directly affect you?
Well, that was part of my thing. Is the guy that lives in Mapleton, his kid, his oldest child is in elementary school.
Oh my god, he has to go to school with a kid who wears different clothes. No. That's weird. Like, what's
do? That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm getting to.
It's gonna turn him gay. Oh my god.
So Mapleton, it's Mapleton. It's like, It's like kindergarten, elementary, middle school are the same thing. High school is a building like 10 feet away, right?
Sure.
And he was like, oh, and one of the teachers said that there was a trans student, you know, in the next grade up. And I don't want to hear that because Portland, you know, and my thing was, buddy, at a certain point, gay people, trans people, just even like abjectly weird people, like people that dress up as wolves and just eat furries. Pancakes for every meal. Furries. They exist in the world.
Yeah.
My thing was like, if you, because again, I was talking to just a room of pubs, like hardcore pubs. I'm not even telling you that you've got to be super acceptive and like be like, I understand. But you have to acknowledge that these people live. Gay and trans people and whatever, even furries, they live amongst us. That's just a fact. And the fact that you are like projecting your scared thing for your child years down the road, because in middle school there was a kid who identified as trans and your kid is in elementary school, is fucking nuts.
Yeah.
Because again, you live in like the in a super rural area, and that won't affect you. That won't.
Also.
And if you want to think trans or gay, if you want to be against, like you think it's weird, like you don't understand it, fine. But his thing was like more, I'm fine with it, I want to shove down my throat.
It's going to affect my, but who's shoving it down your throat? Like nobody.
He was saying a teacher did, and you know, whatever. I wasn't like, there, so I can't say
like
it, X or
unless,
I.
Unless you are personally fucking with a trans person, I guarantee you they don't want anything to do with you, my guy. Also, have you had a conversation with your child who goes to the school? Because I guarantee your child also doesn't give a shit. Your child like might be kind of a shithead bully to them, maybe, but I guarantee your kid's
she's not.
Then why the fuck do you care? Like,
he's a Marine. You're eight years. Like,
coward. He's a coward. I'll tell him.
He's a Marine.
Tell him to his face.
I wouldn't say he's a coward. He did go to the Middle East.
He's a child. He's a fucking child in his brain. Oh.
I disagree with him on many levels on that, but I was just like, dude, it doesn't fucking affect you. You live, and when I say Mapleton, he doesn't even live in Mapleton.
He lacks critical thinking ability.
30 miles away from Mapleton, he lives in the middle of nowhere. That shit doesn't affect him. But it was just, it was an insane.
Is he living like Deadwood?
Swiss Home, Deadwood, something like that.
Okay.
No, not Sweet Home.
Okay. Yeah, Fender in the chat. Like, it's startling how unfazed kids are by all of this. Yes. You ask any kid in school?
My niece would not give a shit.
Dude, I'm saying, like, kids, like, there are way more trans kids than, like, you think. There are way fewer, like, trans people who are, like, playing sports than you think. There are...
Well, that was the trans sports thing. I kind of put it in the Discord.
There's literally, like, 4 athletes, I think, in total who are competing?
I put it in the Discord where I broke their brain when they were just going crazy about trans. And I'll put this... I've kind of said this before. If you're super anti against gay people, like you're just a fucking asshole, because that's been a thing forever in popular, like it's just been a thing
literally,
if your
like
brakes busted
literally, by the way, literally, like, since like the beginning of humankind there have been gay people, like what are we talking
but
about?
But I will say, if like I you know, like if your brain is busted by trans stuff, I'm like, okay, it's new enough that if you don't understand it, I kind of get it. Don't be an anti, like don't be.
Like,
I'm just
real quick. It's not that new. Like, again, like men dressing in women's clothing goes back a really long time, like a really, really long time.
I'm with you. I'm with you. I'm just saying that, like, okay, but don't be like their Satan's spawn. Like, that's fucking insane. Because, like, even when I was talking to these guys, like, in like 25 years, like trans stuff, you're just gonna be like, whatever. Like, yeah, you are gay people. Like, it's just.
And I do want to clarify. I do want to clarify because, like, the identifying as something else is newish. So to your point, like, you're not wrong about that. So I guess
right. But
we grew up in the 90s with people with men wearing eyeliner and stuff like that, and it was just.
But it was a man wearing eyeliner. Sure. It wasn't
or a skirt or something like that.
But it was the trans thing just broke their brains. It's like statistically, why do you give a fuck? It doesn't affect you. Like, it. Why do you care? How are you a third time Trump voter on trans?
Why do you care about this, but you don't care about this? That's the thing.
Well,
right?
Now it's something. It's like, it's a guy. Are we just living out now? Is that what we're doing?
I guess.
Or are we just my thing is like,
I totally did.
Swing
us back right.
I mean, these trans kids lead them to peeing in kitty litters in these schools, right?
Yeah. Well, that was kind of the thing.
They'll turn your kids into a cat.
When I was like, I pulled it up on my phone. It was from Pablo Torre Finds Out. And I know I've mentioned this before, like 2 months ago. No reason for anyone to remember. But it was like, in the NCAA's history, there's been 10 trans athletes, like ever. And that is a 0.0000 thing. Even if you just want to do that math in the last like 10 years, right? And they're like, oh, but I was like, then don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. You cannot, if you don't want to understand it, fine. That's your prerogative. Don't fixate on it. It's a nothing. It's like, just in the last like 4 or 5 years, there's been Leah Thomas, right? The swimmer from Penn. Right. And then the volleyball player from San Jose State. That's two. Like, okay. Like, I wish we could just worry about things that
matter. You know,
a consensus.
That's why I'm like, this is like, matter. This is smooth brain shit, right? This is
I paid $4 $4.09 a gallon in Chehalis, Washington on Friday, right? That's something. And, you know, that's something if you want to really be political brained. Worry about that shit. Why am I paying almost $5 a gallon in Chehalis, Washington for regular? Don't worry about the two trans athletes in the last 5 years in the NCAA.
It's not
a big deal.
It's smooth brain.
It's not a big deal.
It's smooth brain, easily manipulated human beings. Like,
and boy,
like,
that, we just turned everyone off.
Worry about your Medicaid being taken away, dude. Like,
Do you care
about two trans athletes, or do you care about your health insurance and like the prices of your stuff? No. Like,
I drove this thing into a terrible lane. I apologize for that. We should move on. But some of the stuff they were saying I thought was funny. Come on. But some of the stuff, why do you care? Just, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Matter.
I'll do
doesn't
like
affect
a,
you.
I'll like record a thing saying, hey, we're about to get like deep into annoying ass political talk for a half an hour. So skip ahead
at this point. And blame me. I'm sorry.
Fender's like, worry about your VA benefits. Yeah. Uh-huh. Because those are going away, dudes. Like,
all right. Well, again, welcome to politics now with social media.
Yeah. True that.
Yeah.
True that.
I mean, that's
changed the total game. That's why. Yeah. Yep. Anyway. Anyway,
how about those ducks?
So, actually, Jerry and Dickie, Not the Arizona wide receiver.
Not the Arizona wide from 09.
So suspended from the Ducks, not kicked off the Ducks. So it was sort of weird timing, right? Because last year he was sort of banged up for part of it and out of shape for the rest of it, and everybody's just like, man, he's on the track to never figure it out. And then the spring game, like the spring, he was like in shape. He was like looking the part and looked like, hey, he has a good summer. He could work his way into like starting rotation as wide receivers. And then Evan Stewart goes down and you're like, oh, he's got an opportunity. Okay, cool. And then last week he gets suspended and you find out that he has been just a prick to teammates. And, you know, Lanning comes out in a press conference and is like, you know, we need a break from him. He's like, he needs a break from us and we need a break from him. Like a coach saying the team needs a break from a player tells you that he's been a fucking menace and that he has not been listening. And so that's like a, hey, get away, figure your shit out, and then decide if you want to come back and be a teammate.
Well, I think that also says about maybe how good he is, because usually that graph of skill to how much coaches and teams will put up with your shit, yeah, you better be on that high end of skill to be with being, you know, a nuisance kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, if your arc is down here like this, not good.
It's been sort of a bad week for Oregon football. I think Dickey getting kicked off the team, and then you find out like McNutt broke his tibia, right? Like that sucks.
Tibia. Yeah.
Yeah, so they're saying he might come back at some point this season, which, you know, seems like a very long shot. But because you need rehab after that. I mean, what are we even talking about here? He's not going to be able to walk for a while.
It's not really rehab. It's more just getting back into shape.
Yeah, your bone. No, literally
speaking of injuries. Speaking of injuries, Evan Stewart has come back from Miami, and he is in the Oregon facilities shooting TikToks again, dancing.
Oh, baby.
So
is he dabbing? If he's dabbing.
No dabs. Okay. No, so, he didn't dab.
So when he
saw the videos today,
when he dabs, that tells me he's like 2 to 3 weeks away from being ready. That's what that tells me.
I think he was doing the Baltimore dance. If you guys want to look that up,
will you show it? Will you show it to us right now? Yeah.
No, it's like you take your hands and your shoulders and go Baltimore. Meh, 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 pew, pew, meh, 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 meh. He was doing it. He's doing it great. And the comments were like, man, your knees look fine. And then the video previous is like someone putting like balm on the scar on his. And he's like, no, that knee doesn't look fine.
No, it isn't. Yeah.
No.
Patellar's Patellar's a fucked up injury. Like it's a long time. So again, like I'm saying, at least he might come back this season. It's like, no, he won't. Like that's a no.
Fairy tale is he comes back for the playoffs, but
cool story.
Yeah. He's not. Yeah. Yeah.
What are you going to say, Ski?
Oh, I was going to say, I don't know what the actual timeline is on the rehab on that, but I mean, if he comes back I guess it'd be maybe the earliest diagnosis on it, misses that second bye week. Yeah. I mean, yeah, that's fine. I mean, there's that Penn State game. Yeah, it's not that big of a missing him for those first, seven games. I mean, it's not like the toughest of schedules. So if he does find a way back in the very end of the season, yeah, that works.
Well, it sounds like, based on what we've been hearing, and our boy Nathan FKD in the Discord, who got to go to the scrimmage last week, it sounds like Oregon might not be passing the ball much this year anyways, because it sounds like Dante Moore kind of stunk in the scrimmage, and the wide receivers were not great in the scrimmage. So Oregon might be just running the ball a whole bunch and throwing the ball to the tight ends in short passes a whole bunch. We might see a lot.
Oh no, Will Stein throwing short passes?
Yeah.
No.
We might see a lot of
those. No, I've never seen that before.
The offense isn't changing at all.
Seven tunnel screens a game from Will Stein. Never seen that. Go watch a Kenny and Sadiq highlight film.
Yeah.
It's 19 tunnel screens,
yeah.
three reverses, and four just regular routes.
Okay. All right, well, then it's going to be everything we're used to already. Perfect.
No, yeah. Can Dante Moore complete like a 7-yard out and maybe like a 8-yard dig? Can he complete those passes?
It sounds like maybe not.
Well, then that's a problem.
That's going to be a problem.
Because that's 95% of his play calls are those routes.
Yeah, it's weird, man, because we've been talking about this the last few weeks, too. It's like they seem really non-committal to Dante Moore, and what we've been hearing is why. Like he has not separated himself as much as I think they would like, and it's
Is that Novosad actually being better than we think? Is that a possibility there?
What we've been hearing is it's just been more not being great. So
I'm just fascinated by you guys paying attention to Oregon practice notes.
Yeah.
It's just all state run, you know, like. We saw 37 seconds and then they kicked us out. But those two passes we saw, judging college football practices at this point, it's stupid.
Sure.
No, but we could see the depth charts and point to, like you said, there's a lack of some skill maybe at the wide receiver and question marks at quarterback. The one thing we do know, O-line should be good.
Really good.
Malachi Hughes should be good. Therefore, we can make the assertion that, hey, we should be able to run the ball more and better this year, correct? Is that kind of our thinking then going into, two weeks away?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, by the way, like Fender said it in the chat, too. It's like Oregon's running game last year and the year before that, too, have been a step down from what they usually are. Like, obviously, you had good quarterbacks, so that's going to sort of go hand in hand with that. But Oregon is used to having, two really good running backs all the time, year after year. And, you know, James was good. Whittington is, super hit or miss. But I think them having Hughes this year, Whittington maybe taking a step up in his last year, hopefully one would think, and then having more depth beyond that. Oregon should, especially with the offensive line. And, you know, there was the story about Bedford today where he's looking to take a huge step up after taking all of last year off. If he is able to do that, then Oregon has the best offensive line they've had in a while. Just front to back, left to right. They're experienced.
Maybe not depth, but at least the starting line should.
Experienced and talented and NFL guys. So, you know,
but are we jaded on Gabriel last year and then the last year of Nick's of seeing the potential of, you have a good quarterback and you have play calling that goes around that and weapons that help that quarterback?
Yeah, without question.
I mean, we saw Justin Herbert. Let's be real. He didn't have the greatest guys to throw the ball to. We have finally these last couple years been like, we see what having real weapons can do with an offense. And now do we kind of think that's how the offense should be?
We used to think Johnny Johnson III was a good receiver.
We're going to watch this game in 09 and just look at Jeff Mail by being the best receiver by far
DJ
on the team.
Davis, DJ Davis,
Lavoisier 2A,
exactly.
If Lavoisier 2A was Dak Moore, he catches that pass against Auburn and he scores, and Oregon has a national championship. Yes. Just that,
we had.
And if you want to go back and look at it, I'm not wrong.
We had the discussion.
Lavoisier 2A getting tripped up was terrible.
In our Discord, we had that discussion because Oregonian keeps releasing their top Oregon players at the positions in the last two decades, of the 2000s is basically the thing, right? And the wide receivers one came up and people were banging the drum for Lavoisier fucking 2A. It's cut it out. The guy made some good catches. He made some nice plays, but stop it. That was not a talented receiver. That was a receiver who happened to be on the team with Darren Thomas, who happened to catch some touchdowns in key spots.
It was like, schemed open.
Schemed open. Exactly that. Like, I would say Carrington was a talented wide receiver.
Yeah.
Like, yep. Dylan Mitchell in that era was a talented wide receiver, but, like, they're not world beaters.
But talent, Oregon Duck level talent level.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
It's not Ohio State, Alabama wide receiver.
We're talking about five-star wide receivers that Oregon has been dealing with the last few years. Like, it's different.
And the other end of seeing Ohio State and seeing the guys that went through Alabama, you kind of need those playmakers to win it. I mean, there's, like you said, there's the outliers. That Michigan team,
somebody's going to have to step up this year. Like, you look at, like, Stewart being out, and you look at the roster, and every single person is unproven. And it's like, you know, Benson is going to have to step up, like the Florida State transfer guy, like, somebody.
Yeah, I don't think he's gonna do shit.
Perry has to step up. Casper has to step up. Like, Bryant has to step up.
Yeah, I would put my money on Gary Bryant to be the guy that steps up.
Yeah.
Veteran guy, but he's not like super athletic. That's like, you know.
WCP here with the 2A was a good blocker. That's what we hung our hats on our wide receivers for about 15 to 20 years. Was that they were elite level blockers.
No block, no rock.
Yeah.
If Scott Frost vouched for them, then they were good receivers, right? Like, shows how much we fucking knew back then, right? Scott Frost has really big biceps, so he knows what he's talking about wide receivers. Huh? That's not what you want from wide receivers. You don't want them blocking on screens.
he wants three David Bostons in there just laying people out.
Well, David Boston is also beasting Charles Woodson, lest we forget.
Well, I'm talking more Arizona Cardinals Boston when he weighed about 260.
Dude, the biggest biceps in the history of wide receivers. Yes. Yeah. So I guess, like, we're a couple weeks away, which is
next week is the first game.
Yeah, but not the Ducks.
Not Ducks, no. Yeah. 2 weeks away from the Ducks. Next week is college football starting.
So, Ski, my question for you is, when does lines start? Are we doing that next week? Are we doing zero-week lines?
King? I'm going to say no, because I don't know how many Big Ten teams are playing in week zero.
Okay.
Let's find out real quick. No, I'm going to say no.
I get it. You two don't want to fall early to me. Like, you don't want to go down early before we even start the real season. So I get it. You don't want to.
And no, there is no week zero Big Ten game. So you don't have to worry about that.
So we'll start in 2 weeks when the Ducks start. Perfect.
Yes.
Fantastic. All right. Well, you have something for today, though, right?
Yes. So, because with college football starting next week, last year we gave our predictions on things. So.
Did you have to write those down?
We had. I don't remember if I wrote them down. All I know is Iowa. Iowa's the sleeper team to make the playoffs.
Yeah, Kings Hawkeyes. I remember that.
The Kings Hawkeyes.
Yeah.
So.
Sorry, guys. My sleeper wasn't Alabama. My bad.
We're going to make this real simple. Yeah. Just we're going to predict conference champs and then our four for the playoffs and our playoff champion. So simple as that.
Is that simple? I got to remember which teams are in the conferences.
What?
Well, I'll tell you. All right, we're start with a nice easy one. How about the Big 12?
I said no on this being this week, by the way.
Well, you got overruled 2-1, though.
Sorry,
bud.
Well, I'll start out. All right, Big 12. It's the Big 12. Jesus Christ. The biggest toss-up conference there is. I went Kansas State. Picked out a hat, essentially.
Well, I'm going to go Arizona State. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you writing these down, by the way?
I am writing them down.
Okay.
Kansas State.
Yeah, but...
Kansas State.
Yeah.
Manhattan Wildcats?
Yeah. Dig in a little bit to these teams in the Big 12 this year. Yeah. Like I said, there's about three or four teams that could win it, and that one team is the only team that's going to make the playoffs, would be my guess.
Yeah, who's like, who's going to be good next year from that conference?
Like Arizona State, like you said, I think they're favored to win the conference.
Is Utah,
I believe.
Is Utah going to be good next year? Like BYU? Like,
I think BYU was the favorite before.
They were until you
before
lose
their
quarterback
got kicked out for boning somebody. Yeah. Utah, is Cam FTX coming back for a 30th year?
No, like, no, he's gone. They booted him.
I thought he had the option to come back.
He did.
He did. Yeah. He did.
Yeah.
He's like, it's time for me to retire, boys. I'm in my late 30s. It's, you know, time to step away. All right. What's our next conference?
We'll jump to the next one. A little tougher, this one, because it's actually real teams. We'll go to the SEC.
Real teams.
SEC.
SEC.
Who's going to win the SEC? Yeah.
Yes. I'll start again. I think that's that weird. This is a weird Bama year. I just think.
I don't know, man. I think Texas does it. Like they're the favorite coming into the season, which probably means they won't. But I think like Texas is loaded.
Yeah, they still have to win. I mean, they start week one at Ohio State. You guys get a good idea.
Not a conference game.
It is not a conference game, but still.
I got Texas.
Yeah.
You guys are just all aboard that Sark train.
Chalk.
Made the 14 playoff, made the 12-team playoff, you know. Just saying.
All right, fair enough. All right, I think this one will probably be pretty easy. We'll just go to the ACC.
ACC.
Clemson.
I was going to say maybe two choices. I am taking Clemson as well. Their schedule is just so easy.
I got Cal. No. Yeah, Clemson. I guess. I don't like it.
Which, again, the Clemson hype train is insane to me.
I know. It's just that they're in the ACC.
They lost four games last year, and two of them were in their last three games. Yes. Like, they made the playoff because they hit a 50-some-yard field goal against a glorified SMU team that's an AAC school. Like, they just happened to be in the ACC for a year, which shows how bad that side of the conference was. Yeah. They were fucking playing, like, Tulane and shit the year before.
They were indeed.
Like, they're going to lose at least two games, but they still might win the conference. So, like,
absolutely.
I don't think they're going to lose two games. I mean, their schedule is.
Yeah. I can't trust them.
Like you said, SMU is like their toughest game. I think they have them at home. Or maybe South Carolina is supposed to be good.
Clemson's schedule this year, they open at home against LSU.
Yeah, see, non-conference doesn't matter.
They have SMU at home in October and then South Carolina to end the season. Okay. Those are the only current ranked teams they play.
So they got to split those two conference games.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Yeah, the crazy thing is, the crazy thing is, like you said, the hype on them, Cade Klubnik, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Cade Klubnik's back.
He wasn't good last year.
About a guy, you really only care about a guy coming back when they're good and you're excited about them coming back.
It was the same story for him last year, too. Like, he was like, oh, they got Klubnik coming back. Like, yeah, but he wasn't good that year either. Like, he hasn't been good yet. Like, what are you excited about? All right.
Here's a little tangent question. Fender says, does Mario get fired?
No. He's a Miami guy.
Yeah, no way.
Even with, let's say, 7-win season.
Let's see. They open at home in 2 weeks against Notre Dame. Then they play Florida 3 weeks after that, who is ranked, and then SMU, who is ranked in November, and that's it. Those are the big games they got. So,
well, we've seen them dump games they should have won. So
true, very true. Yeah, maybe if he loses five games, yes, but I don't see that happening.
No.
I thought Miami was bigger than he's a Miami guy, so you give him a long leash. I thought Miami's supposed to be back. You're not back if you keep on a guy that just can't win the games.
They did go 10-2 in the regular season last year. So, like,
again, they they did have another cake schedule, and they should have not lost.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Yeah. But all right. Well, let's jump to the Big Ten now. Who is winning the Big Ten this year?
Penn State.
God, gross. I'm putting Penn State as well.
They're loaded, man. Like, I know there's a James Franklin factor, but they are loaded.
I'll say Oregon.
Oh, look at this guy.
Love it.
Homer. No, not to be a homer. Just to be like a curveball.
Schedule.
Schedule, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Lose to Penn, you lose to Penn State and still win the conference. So
yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right. Then we'll
Penn State's coordinator hires. Yeah. Ohio State's, I mean.
Ohio State.
Their coordinator hires are crazy.
Yeah.
Like, I know they got a lot of talent, blah, blah, blah. But they did lose two regular season games last year. And Ohio State has not won the Big Ten regular season. Has not won the Big Ten since 2019. Mm-hmm. That is insane.
Well, it helps to not dump, what, they've dumped five straight to Michigan?
Four.
Four?
Four.
All right. Staying in the Big Ten, though, how about your Big Ten sleeper this year? Even a sleeper that can maybe win the conference.
USC. Schedule is so easy.
Well, they're going to start 5-0. And then I think they play Illinois.
Yeah, does that scare you?
People, I don't know. I guarantee some people,
people this year are talking about Illinois. I gotcha.
Yeah, yeah, they're going to be my sleeper, actually, like Illinois.
Is Illinois?
Yeah. All right. They play Indiana in their fourth game and then Ohio State in their, like, seventh game. And then, like, their schedule is very easy other than that. So.
I'm taking a page out of King's book. I'm taking Iowa.
My playoff team last year.
Yes, I'm gonna say that this year. I think they're a sneaky playoff team.
We got a corn button. No, I don't know. Damn it.
I'm gonna go again with their schedule. They play the Ducks and Penn State. Other than that, they just have to beat like Indiana.
Yeah.
And they're
WCP did add a new one too, like the Kamala drop too. So I don't know if you found that yet, King, but it's the don't come one. He told me he added that. I was like, wait, dude, we gotta add that one. If we have the Trump one, we gotta have the Kamala one.
All right, there it is. All right,
I'm gonna come.
Oh no,
what?
Huh? I don't know if it showed up.
Uh
oh. Oh no.
All right, well. Do your job, WCP. Would you name it? So, he's in the chat right now. Okay, sorry, Ski. Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll move on to. I was going to put like your top non-big conference team. Mm-hmm.
Do not come.
There it is.
There it is.
That's funny too. It's very funny.
Do not come.
I can't
I'm
help
gonna
it.
Come.
I can't help it.
Yeet.
Nice. I haven't heard that one yet.
And afterwards?
I drank a beer. I drank another beer.
Oh, my gosh. That's so good.
How many do you have now to click on?
A lot.
It's like, paper nitro just in and of itself.
Yes. All right, yeah, we're not going to do, you know, non-Power 5 schools because none of us give a fuck about those teams.
Is that really
so
it?
So we'll jump.
Is that it?
I mean, Notre Dame is the only other team that we would say that would matter
so
here.
It's so weird how few major conferences there are now.
Yes. Yeah.
It's so weird.
So we're going to jump straight.
Cream,
we're gonna
the cream, yeah. The cream of the crop.
Now, so four. On the cream of the crop. Your final four teams for the playoffs.
But the cream will rise to the top, oh yeah.
I don't know. Like, I don't. don't know.
How do you not know what teams are good?
Okay. Penn State.
Yes.
Ohio State.
Okay.
Texas.
Yep.
I guess I got to go Clemson, right? Like, if I put Clemson to win the ACC, like, I got to go Clemson. There you go. So those are the bye teams?
No, this is the final four teams.
Final four, okay.
Yeah. But, I'd say probably most of them are getting a bye. Yeah. Ohio State wouldn't.
Well, if they're getting byes and they're losing, because that's how that works, but.
Yeah. All right. I'll do my quick. I said I think this is a sneaky year for Bama. I'm going to take Bama. I don't know why. I'm going to throw stupid Notre Dame in there. Fender's jizzing his pants. Notre Dame, Penn State, and then I'm going my little outlier. I'm going to go Florida. Lagway somehow is healthy all year. They get a weird. Yeah.
Well, the guy who's never been healthy and isn't healthy will suddenly be healthy.
Somehow he's staying healthy this year.
The guy who currently cannot throw footballs will be healthy.
All right, okay.
You've been watching an SEC show, haven't you?
Oh, too
By
much
the way, so I'm going to give my four. I'll say Texas, Oregon, Penn State, Ohio State. Big Ten honk now.
Yep, yeah, you are.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The boner drag weeds.
What? All right, Do it again.
It's a duck with a boner drag weeds.
What was that?
It's a duck with a boner drag weeds.
It's a duck with a boner drag weed.
All right.
All right, then. All right. Now, pick your champ now. Who's winning it next year?
Again, I've been Penn State for like a few months now. Like, I think Penn State's the best team in the country. I think they win it all.
Texas beats Ohio State.
I'm going to take Alabama.
Fucking SEC.
Who's their star? What's the name of their starting quarterback?
Doesn't matter.
Name an Alabama
No, I just
player.
Want to know if you know. Name, I just want to know if you know.
Name one Alabama player, Ski.
I'm going to say Jalen Milroe is still there.
He sure isn't.
He's Seattle there. Seahawks.
Yes, he is.
Oh, might as well be an Alabama team. I don't know. Who is their quarterback this year?
Ty Simpson.
There you go. Sounds like a winner to me.
Sounds like a name.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
And that's it. We're not doing Heisman or any of that shit. So, yeah.
No. But by the way, just real quick, just like in like 2 minutes before we get to our list or whatever the fuck we're doing.
Sure.
That SEC show on Netflix is like, is it awesome, but it is insane propaganda. Do not tell me that South Carolina is like this fucking power. Like,
oh, they're
please.
Gonna. They're gonna.
No, they did. Like, oh, I'm sure it's they just did. The editing and all, it was just, it's insane. And like, I get the stuff with like Alabama, LSU, some of those other teams. Yeah. Georgia, like I get it, but like Georgia is like not in the, I've watched like six of the episodes. Georgia's in like 2 seconds of them, but they're like, oh yeah, Vanderbilt, fucking real good fucking team. Kentucky, real fucking scrappy. I'm like, no, don't sell me on that. It's
when do we start spinning the middling of the Big Ten conference like they're these SEC teams?
Oh, well, I mean, like literally. Indiana made the CFP last year, so we don't got to spin that shit. Where the fuck were you, South Carolina? Like, you know what I mean? Arkansas. I don't want to see how sick your environment is, Arkansas. You suck. You're not good. Netflix, you're not fooling me. Arkansas, you're not a good program. And another thing, they were doing this big thing on Auburn. Oh, the illustrious, the tradition-ridden Auburn Tigers, War Eagle. And they pan to this thing on the stadium. It says national champions, 1951 or whatever it was, 2010. Let's just say Oregon blocks that field goal that Auburn made to beat Oregon in the 2011 BCS national championship, right? So Oregon, and they return for a touchdown. Yeah, I'm doing fantasy land, right? So now they both have one national championship in their history. Are they gonna pan into Autzen Stadium like, oh, the mythology, like, oh, where people go to die? This SEC show, I'm enjoying it, but it's insane. Don't tell me that Auburn is like the one of the most storied fucking things where my loser fucking school was like one play away from beating them. The exact same national titles, like one.
Gene Chizik is basically Bear Bryant, right?
Sure. And yeah, it was just the show is fun, but some of the stuff they do, I'm like, oh, I kind of get. I do get why SEC fans are so lost in the sauce, because they're just going so in depth on how, like, a school like, again, like, I'm going back to South Carolina because they had the most runtime in the 8 or 9 episodes. How storied South Carolina is. What do you South Carolina football? Jadeveon Clowney played there, and he tackled a Michigan guy, and he crushed him, and he fumbled. He picked it up. That's the only cool South Carolina thing I really know. Don't tell me they're awesome. They're South Carolina. It's dumb.
You know what the difference is between Oregon and all those teams you're talking about, the SEC, is that just the Ducks didn't have that one year in the 40s or the 50s to where we could claim a national title.
They can just hang up. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, 100%.
They just needed one year we could claim.
That year where we were at war and it was only cripples, blinded cripples playing football. Mm-hmm. And they somehow played 3 games and won the national title against like some naval, you know, the Astoria Naval Academy for the blind. Like, yes. Because I've said this before, college football is one of the dumbest sports where they could just put up national champions on the facade and people are like, oh, this is powerful. Like, Illinois fans can walk into their stadium and be like, yep, 1919, 1921, 1926. We're a football powerhouse. And it's like, buddy, you haven't won a bowl game that anyone cares about in
100 years.
42 years.
Yeah. All right, Shell. So I was going to say we should get to our list, but we kind of didn't talk about the Blazers yet. So
we could save that.
We could save it?
I'll give you my 90-second Blazers thing.
Okay.
Like it? I'm glad it's over. There's no guarantee that Peter Dundon or whatever is going to be a great owner.
Tom Dundy.
I'm just whatever. Crocodile Dundee.
I'm just
glad that this 7+ years of Jody Allen is gone. And I do believe that the frights over them moving are vastly overstated. And I wish Oregon people would just show some fucking spine and be like, no, they're not fucking moving. Cause like I kind of mentioned in the Discord yesterday that I listened to 2 segments of Canzano's show. And it was all people like, oh, my name is Tim. I was a Blazer fan until 1991. I live in Tigard and they're moving cause downtown is scary. My name is Sam. I live in Beaverton. I haven't been to a Blazer game since 1997, but the taxes are so high that we're going to be forced to move. And that guy is a real guy. And he literally said that over the weekend, it was official that Oregonians have passed New York City inhabitants as paying the most taxes per person in the country. And if you just Google it,
quick Google search.
Wildly not true.
Not even close.
But there are not even close. You just think about Hawaii. Washington, D.C. is a whole thing. It's wildly not true.
To the first thing we talked about on the pod today.
Wildly not true. I think like the average Oregonian paid like $6,800 in taxes in 2022.
That's a smooth-ass brain right there, boys.
But I'm just saying that.
Was there any pushback from Canzano on that?
Absolutely not. He just let him run with it. I think he kind of, and I don't mean that as a slight. I think Canzano kind of knew that this guy was
out there. It sounds like
out there. But I'm just saying, like, we need to, as a state, as sports, we need to stop being so fucking defeatist. I understand paying taxes is not fun, but if you let the Blazers leave, like, show a fucking backbone, guys. Like, I don't live in Multnomah County, Washington County. I don't live there, but...
You can't, out of one side of your mouth, say, we want to move baseball and hockey here, and then out the other side, say, we got to let the Blazers walk. Like, you can't be...
But I also don't think...
Both sides, like...
I also don't think the Blazers are going to move. I just...
Well, he said he doesn't want to move them. Like, he said...
No, but just expansion for the NBA is way better. If they move to if they get a new team in Seattle, a new team in Vegas... It's better for every owner who is there.
I get the sense that Silver in the NBA very much wants the Blazers to stay in Portland too, and will help.
But I also don't think the Blazers need a new arena. Like, I haven't been there since 2021 when it was kind of COVID-y still. The arena's fine. The sink 400 million.
Yeah.
Well, the area sucks.
Yeah, yeah. Fix the area, but the arena's
fix
fine.
Fix the area. Like,
yeah.
My hot take is knock down Memorial Coliseum. Like, Jesus fucking Christ.
They can't, right?
Put some, like, I know they can't. It's historic. They can't. Yeah. It's a historic, yes. Yeah. And if you could find, the war memorial in Memorial Coliseum, find it.
You should get like a free soda.
You cannot find it.
You should get like a free soda or popcorn if you find it.
No, it's so dumb. It's so hidden. You cannot find it. I think this theory about them moving is dumb, but I don't know if the new owner is going to be good, you know.
If it looks like how he was for hockey, it sounds like he cares about having winning franchise.
Which can be a plus or a minus.
Yeah, again, that doesn't mean it's going to bring a winner just because he cares and wants to spend money.
Yeah, I've seen a few things, right? Like, I've seen that he doesn't like to pay for coaches, doesn't like to pay for players. But also that he does want to win and that he wants to keep the team in Portland. So I don't know how those things go together, but Mark Cuban came out and said, like, Blazer fans are going to love him. So take that for what it's worth too. I would say if you were a Dallas fan, your time with Mark Cuban as the majority owner of that team was fantastic. So if he's vouching for him as like an owner and runner of a basketball team, that's probably a good thing. Say what you will about Cuban, but he was really good basketball team owner. Like, I think we can say that.
Players owner.
100%. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think we actually got to – I never want to give her props because we knew what the whole game was from Jody Allen. She knew the money was coming and to turn down Phil Knight's, like, $2.5 billion offer. Like,
Which he and Penny then gave to OHSU today. Did you see that?
Yeah.
We're going to have the Knight Cancer Institute with OHSU. That's, by the way.
Which probably better money better spent on
love
that.
Love it.
Than,
Chef's yes. kiss. Fine. Chef's kiss, yeah. Phil Knight. God damn. Like that. Yeah, by the way, that's more of a legacy than the fucking Blazers. Like, building a cancer institute at, like, one of the most renowned hospitals in the entire country. That's brilliant. That's brilliant.
Yeah. But at least we can officially say that we were 100% right and we knew all along what Jody Allen's game was. Because now...
Totally exonerated.
You got about $2 billion extra by fighting it and holding out for the deal.
No, the Phil Knight offer, even in real time, was like...
Yeah.
a little cheap.
How many young men in Speedos is that gonna buy Jody Allen?
Oh, buying so many monkey skulls, it's not even funny.
Monkey skulls, and yeah, that was gonna be my next question.
what does this guy own? Is he like a company man or is he like a hedge fund guy?
Pickleball.com.
I remember that, but that I don't think he's making his billions off pickleball.com. I feel like he's a hedge fund.
It'd be funny if he was also like into some medical thing too. Like, he owns pickleball, but he owns the other side of it too, which is like knee reconstruction.
It was Achilles, knee braces.
AchillesRepair.org.
Exactly.
He owns Head that does knee braces for all the old pickleballers and tennis rackets, or pickleball rackets, I guess it would be.
Did I get the name wrong or something?
Fender says here, hedge fund guy. Yeah, that's why.
Is it not Dundee? What's his name? I'm trying to search for
Dundin, I think.
Dundin, I believe it is, yeah.
All right, well, my bad. Yeah, Tom Dundon. All right, hedge fund guy, yeah, okay. The ownership group also includes Mark Zaire of Blue Owl Capital and Shield Tile of Collective Global. Those are
more hedge funds. More hedge funds.
Yeah, those are.
Who's a Portland guy? He's a Portland guy.
Someone's a Portland guy. Yeah.
And he's only a Portland guy because his wife is like the head of something and is in Portland.
Those are shell companies. Those are. I'll tell you what. Majority owner of the PPA Tour, which is pickleball. He owns 10% of Topgolf. Dude.
Well, he's losing a bunch of money now. Then, if that's the case,
he's gonna serve as the Trailblazers governor. Because that's a thing, I guess.
Governor.
All right. Well, there you go. Tough reputation with agents as being overly involved. So agents don't like him. That's what I also something I've heard.
Well, great place to be in Portland. Yeah.
Oh, no. We're not going to get big free agents in Portland now. Oh, shiver me timbers.
Get it? Yeah. Get it? Timbers? I get it.
Giannis isn't going to come to Portland in 2 years. Oh, no.
Shiver me, Rick Tidd. So Shield...
Jack Jewsbury!
Fender, are you saying Shield Tile is the director of OHA? Is that true? Huh. Let's see. Googling Shield Tile. CEO of Collective Global... No, I don't
know. His wife.
Oh, his wife. His wife. Wait, so Dundon's wife is the director of OHA?
Probably the other guy's wife that is from Oregon.
Jeez, fucking put the information in the chat, dude. What is your problem? You're doing like these two-word things in the chat? Like, do your job, Fender. God.
He's a lawyer, man. He's just putting out just enough
time is money.
To get you to entrap yourself.
So Dundon's wife is a mail order bride.
Yeah, that's what AK-47 says. But he he lies regularly. Let's do our list.
Dundon or lawyers?
Yes.
Or AK-47.
AK-47, mostly. all right, let's do our list because we got a few minutes until we got to watch Arizona versus Oregon 2009. Here.
Dude, we got 9 minutes.
We got to get moving. So our list comes from Nathan FKD's wife, Erica, who passed it along to our Discord. Join our Discord, Sports Brewery in Discord. And it has to do with the Jerry and Dickey news coming out this week where he has been suspended from the team. Not quite kicked off yet. He has the opportunity to come back. A la LeGarrette Blount, but he's got to earn his way back if he wants to. Either way, he is not around the team right now, according to Dan Lanning. So the list coming from Erica is top three reasons you would get kicked off of the Ducks or off of a football team in college, basically. So what we're doing is we're going back in time to when we're in our early 20s and seeing what we'd be doing to get kicked off a football team. All right, who wants to start?
I'll go. My number three, I'm going to say academics.
Yes, that's also my number
three. If I'm a football guy, I mean, I already hated school enough. If I was a football guy at the time, I would not be going to class.
It would be a daily battle between my will and the tutors. Because Oregon, say you're going to Oregon, like they have tutors who are on your ass, making sure you're going to class, making sure you're doing your homework. If you have any issues, take it to them. You got all this money from NIL. You could even pay people to do your stuff for you. But fuck, my motivation to do school would be so low, like so low. I literally did this. I've told you guys this. In my early 20s, I had like grant money to go to school and I fucked it off. Like, imagine if I was like a student athlete and like high profile. There's like chicks.
Damn, you got grant money?
I'm out. Yeah, Pell Grant. Pell Grant. Baby. Yeah. Clinton.
Fucking Joe Biden. God, he's supposed to erase those Pell Grants.
Clinton era, baby.
He was supposed to.
And I did preface it, or this whole list by saying this is an Oregon school, because if this is the SEC, I'm not getting kicked off academically.
There's no way you're getting kicked off. Yeah.
No.
Yeah. If you're like a scholarship athlete, forget it. They find ways. How about you, King?
Academics.
Yeah. That's also WCP's number three. Let's see. Fender's number three is Captain. Force the DB room to do the Hot Ones challenge. Wait, is this like... Wait. So you would force the DB room to do the Hot Ones challenge as a captain and we get kicked off? Is that what you're saying?
Nowadays, that's just getting you fucking followers on TikTok.
Yeah, is that hazing? Yeah, so he's hazing. That's a weird way to haze. But okay, to each their own.
Yeah, I was thinking like hazing, like you butt chug the fucking Hot Ones sauces.
That's what I was thinking too. I'm glad you were the one who said it. Yes. Let's see, AK-47.
That's hazing.
Yeah, AK-47s is stealing a laptop. Yeah.
In our world, we battle more academically prowess teams.
Speaking of the Oregon Arizona game we're about to watch. Stealing a laptop. Yeah. About that. All right. What's your two, Ski?
My number two, it's another simple one, easy one. Drugs.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Or alcohol. Like,
I mean, if I'm not going to class, I'm obviously probably doing blow and smoking a lot of weed. And
And
I mean, I'm an athlete.
It's like the whole thing. Yeah. Yes. Mine. So like I sort of left those off. Like I left off women. I left off drugs and alcohol because those are like the obvious ones. Like those would definitely take me down though. That's like easy number one. Like
they've taken down better men. So
like what are you talking about? Like in my early 20s, suddenly having power.
I don't like my number two all of a sudden.
My number two is like general attitude. Like I, you know, not
you got a tude.
Yeah, I would be arrogant. I would be like, I would be like Jerry and Dickey. Like if I made a big play, I would like talk shit to my teammates. I would not take coaching well. I just
who do you think you are? I am.
Yeah, exactly that. Like that's something I had to learn as I got older. But in my 20s, forget it. Forget it. All right, what's your two? Go for it, man. No judgment.
Something I'm cleared of later, but probably like a rape allegation.
Allegation. Cleared.
But I'm cleared of.
Cleared.
Completely exonerated of.
Did not happen. Was consensual.
Yeah, I mean, you're just banking on that pardon from Trump. I mean, the pardon comes down.
I just, you know, those. You walk into Taylor's and you know you walk out and it's kind of a
don't mention Taylor's you had me Taylor's until you said Taylor's.
Taylor's has taken down many a man.
You had me with the exonerated until you mentioned Taylor's.
You walk into Taylor's and you were just like I'm the fucking man.
Yeah. Sorry, bud. You walked in Taylor's. You did that shit. Sorry, bud.
Hey, well, okay, I'm...
I think Taylor's being shut down is a very important thing for the Oregon football program.
Big time. Yeah.
Terrible thing for students, though.
Students, yes. Because that could get you
campus. Campus sucks now. You drive by campus. It's awful. Yeah. There's nothing there. You got to go to downtown. It's awful.
Yes.
I mean, Rennie's is there, but
it's fine.
Eating tots and talking about, like, you know, democratic socialism is not that fun.
Rennie's is not a bar. Like, it's not. Rennie's is, like, sort of a, like you said, it's a place you get fries and tots. There's, like, a lot of lights. Like, it's really bright in there. Like, no, it's not a bar. Taylor's was a bar. Yeah. All right, twos from the chat. Let's see. WCP says, too many dabs. Yeah. 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 That'll lead to a lot of things going wrong, I think. And then Fender says, I'm a lineman, so booze. Yeah.
Oh, yeah!
Yeah, brother. And then AK-47, not getting consent.
Yeah, I think we're on the same level there. Yeah.
Two fucking peas in a pod over here.
I think Keystone species. Without
apex predators, the food chain gets out of whack. I think if I were to say that, I would put
just
it...
Just don't tell on us.
I think I would put it a different way, but yeah. Hey,
I was exonerated. Totally exonerated.
Yeah, not getting consent. That does sound like a crime, actually. let's see. Number one, Ski, what you got?
My number one's easy. Gambling. I'd probably throw some game, not throw games, but yeah. If I was an active player, I would muck some props for some people I know and or also bet. So
on your team?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Well, because so presuming you're not like a starter, like you're definitely using that inside information to bet on your team, right? Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Yeah. That would be tempting. Very tempting. My number one would be fighting. Like, again, it sort of goes into like the attitude thing of being a bad teammate. I'd definitely be fighting people. Like inside practice, outside practice, like speaking of tailors, I'd be going into tailors, defending women, because that's how I fight. I'd be defending women, not like you and AK-47, King. I'd be defending women getting in fights. And also just fighting teammates, because I got to be an alpha. Like, what are we talking about? Do you want a football player? Is that what you're paying me for? All right. Got a dog.
And again, goes back to Jury and Dickey. If you're good in the starter, fighting, you could be like, oh, he's just passionate about football.
Yeah, he just really loves the game. Yep. All right, how about you, King?
My number one is I'm exonerated from the sexual thing. Yeah. But God damn it, I had cocaine in my system. Right off her tit.
Yeah. Yeah.
That was my plea to the doctor, to the judge. I mean, I did a lot. Did lions off her tits?
How is that not consensual? Like,
she knew what she was in for.
Yeah. She did lions off of something else. I mean, what? That's consensual.
Yeah, she certainly did.
That's consensual.
Off the Pinocchio. Yep. Right off the Pinocchio.
See. That's a great thing about tailors back in the day is you could get four of them in one place.
Four charges?
Yeah, well, yeah. Four yeah. of you could have four numbers on this list. Yeah. You could do some cocaine. You could, you know, as you could say, maybe get a little handsy with a co-ed, fight someone outside, and then get DUI on the way home. That's happened probably to many a people at tailors.
Yeah. The perfect quad box.
Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about the quad box. Yeah.
Yeah. Talk about the quad. Yeah. Yeah. Red Zone has no idea about the quad box.
They don't know.
In the day
they don't know tailors in the mid 2000s.
Yeah. No idea.
Quad something. Let's see. AK-47's number one is gambling. WCP, too many edibles. THC and non THC variety. I'll never be a skinny man. Yeah. Yeah. And then Fenders is fucking nuking the coaches in a post-game interview. This fucking guy still complains about his high school coaches. I can tell you that much. So I think it's
funny that people care what an offensive lineman has to say in a post-game interview. No one's talking to you. No one's talking to you, big lineman.
You're not
no one
getting
gives a
invited
shit.
To the Hatfield-Allen Conflex, Fender.
I would say that, like, if you were a senior, like, in college, right? What, you know, we're talking, like, a college, like, you know, a D1 Power 4 at this point. Let's say Iowa State. I don't know. Maybe what's lower than Iowa State? But, like, not like Alabama, not Clemson, not in – and you have like 2 weeks left and you hate your fucking coaches and like they benched you. How fun would it be to just be like, yeah, Coach Barnes, he always tells us to take a step and a punch. You got to punch for the step, you fucking dumb shit. He played safety in JUCO, that fucking dipshit. Like, how fun would he weighs 160 pounds. What is this guy teaching me about left tackle? Yeah. It'd be fun.
How do we not see more of that? How do we not see more of that?
Right?
I get it for guys that, you know, need to transfer to another school, but at your scenario, you're graduating and you're probably not playing football at the next level. Fucking lay into these coaches.
I played for this guy for like 3.5 years. He hasn't taught me anything.
This guy doesn't know fuck about shit.
Yeah. Like, look how bad
actually,
we are.
Now that
it's
I say
because
that,
of this fucking guy.
It's probably the fact that you have senior day coming up with your parents. That probably stops it. Can you imagine doing that? And they're like, you're gone. And your parents are like, we don't even get the roses on the 50 while you come out of the tunnel.
I got my degree.
We took
already.
You to how many practices?
Like, hey,
how many tens of thousands of dollars we pay for you to wear cool gloves?
You got
go to a camp or someone tells you to go like this. Yeah.
Yeah, but like you got your scholarships. You've already graduated, presumably, because it's like 3.5 years in. Like you've graduated. So like, fuck it. We suck. I don't want to be here anymore. He sucks. I'm gonna move on. okay.
Yeah, but
that's it.
We need to see more of that, though. I think.
I agree.
Bring that back.
Well, start that. I guess.
Start that. I guess. Yeah.
All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. We got our. I tell you what. I'm gonna take. It's after 9, but I'm gonna take like 5-minute break, and then make sure everybody has the link to everything, and then we'll get our watch party of Arizona and Oregon from 2009. It is a doozy. So do join us. And by the way, if you're watching this later or listening to the podcast, join our Discord. And, you know, follow us on Twitch or subscribe to us on Twitch, because this is where we get to do these fun things. Last week we watched the Michigan game from 2003 and it was fucking fun. So join us, won't you? All right. Thanks for watching.
Won't you?
No, won't you? thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.